The Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest has written a book called Winning Words. It's a Christian motivational book. His name is Ross Hjelseth, or I guess it's Hjelseth, but that is ultimately a Norwegian word, so it would be pronounced in Norwegian as Hjelseth. But anyway, his book is called Winning Words, Speaking Life to Influence Others. His website is coachspeakslife.com or also Hjelseth associates.com. Ross, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much.
Sure. Okay, so tell us about the winning words, beginning with the title itself. What do you mean by that?
Well, the reference you made about the power of death or life being in that the use of the tongue, so much of our world has become negative, caustic, short-tempered, and to the point of being, we've got a culture going right now that is more negative than positive.
So true.
And so my goal in writing the book was to provide a resource, a tool for families, for organizations, for teams, for corporate America, for leaders to be able instead to realize, one, the power of positive words, and then two, to expand their influence with powerful words. Let me give you an anecdotal point.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you heard someone say, you know, don't encourage me anymore, I get way too much encouragement?
Has never.
Anybody ever said that to you?
No.
No. My point is that we as people can speak life and encouragement into others every day, and it may be the only encouragement that person gets on that particular day.
Yeah.
So the book, Winning Words, simply, what words win with people? What words win with groups of people? What word? I was a high school and college football coach for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I never once prepared a pregame talk or a pre-practice talk with the idea of telling my team, you can't do this. We're going to fail. You'll never make it. Instead, my pregame talks, my pre-practice talks were always about, yes, we can. Yes, you can. Together we can. And so it's really a choice for all of us, you and I alike, in our listening audience, when we're going to speak to someone, or the other reference in the book is the power of the handwritten note. Think about receiving a note in the mail or in your organizational mailbox system where we work. And there's a note in there from someone, one of your colleagues, maybe your boss, referencing what a great job you would have done with some particular project. All of those are means by which we can lift people up. We can help them win. We see themselves as winners. So that's the speaking life to influence others. So speaking life is a verb. I want the readers to be able to learn how to speak life into other people, leave smiles on their faces, leave warmth in their heart, leave a, oh, yes, I can type attitude. That's what really the book is about, winning and helping people see themselves as winners, not for the purpose of the scoreboard, but for the purpose of a fulfilled life.
And Ross, was there some sort of incident that occurred in your life that made you think, oh, I got to write a book about this?
Well, I'll date this back to 1977. I became a graduate assistant football coach at North Dakota State University. And the head coach, in the first summer I was there, asked me to prepare a notebook on motivation for the coaching staff. So I spent 6 weeks in the summer of 1977 studying and compiling information about motivation. And in August, when we prepared for fall season I gave each coach a notebook on the staff. Well, 2015, fast forward 38 years, I had 3 cancer surgeries in 1 year. The most extensive of which was a kidney cancer operation. I had 2 weeks to recover, and with which to recover. And during that time, I spent a lot of time in prayer and thought about what is it I would like to do, depending on how much life I have left, because at that time I didn't know. So I came up with 12 goals, one of which was to write a book. And in 2018, I decided, yeah. And in 2018, I decided, you know what, I am going to write that book. So I started to think back on my career as a leader, the head of a Christian school for 26 years. I was elected public official in the city of Tacoma for 8 years. I've been blessed. But how do I extend that blessing to other people? And that's how I came up with this concept of people are looking for encouragement. People are looking for people that say, yes, you can, as compared to being confronted with, no, you can't, or you will never, you're not good enough, and so on. So that's really the background on the book.
Excellent. Yeah, you know, it's you're so right that this culture is extremely toxic, very negative. There's even the phrase cancel culture, where you may have somebody with a, you know, overall very positive person, but they send out some sort of tweet and the politically correct ruling class doesn't like it. And next thing you know it, they could lose their job, or, you know, they question the science of wearing masks or something like that. You know, anyway, it's crazy. So this book sounds like it's just what the doctor ordered. Why don't you give us an overview of the contents of the book? You know, kind of break it down into the different parts and the various chapters. Just take a few minutes to do that, please.
Yes. And so what I did in terms of building the framework for the book, I chose chapter headings that would each be a key part of a person's life of success and significance. And so from a coaching standpoint, I found myself thinking, okay, what are the qualities that I would want to include in this book, this tool? So there's a chapter on faith. The first chapter of the book is on faith.
Good.
There's a chapter on training, because we all need training, and we have key people that helped us train us if we've gotten somewhere.
Yeah, by the way, as far as faith, the faith is the foundation. That's the key, the foundation. And then the training, you know, that's the next step. Yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
Yep. Well, the training, quite typically what I learned in my research for the book, it wasn't just a matter of someone being trained. It's also a matter of who did the training. There's a relationship there. There's a trainer and there's a trainee. A little quote. If you see a turtle on a fence post, you know it didn't get there by itself. Someone helped it get on that fence post. Trainer and trainee. There's also a chapter on disciplines, because so much of life is making the right choices. Motivation is a chapter that I enjoyed writing. I think we can all help motivate, whether it's our own children, our spouse, the people we work with. The motivation tank for a lot of people, unfortunately, is near empty. They're looking for hope. They're looking for motivation.
And let me stop you real fast. Wait. Can I just stop you real fast? I think I've discovered in my own life that because so many influences are negative, sometimes even in a professing Christian environment, you can find negative influences and so forth. You almost have to learn how to motivate yourself.
Under God. Here's the key line. I totally agree with you. And here's a key coaching point that I've used over the years. Winners remember past wins. Losers reflect on past losses.
Oh.
The power of recall for people is such that our minds work. Our minds either flash back to, yes, I can because I've done it before. They remember past wins, past successes, past times when they've done it, so to speak. But too many people remember, their brain flashes back to negative, to, oh, I didn't do it. Or sometimes it can be the voice of someone that a person will never forget. And unfortunately, that voice was negative.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never be able to complete that. What are you thinking? You can't do that. Yeah. And that imprint stays in their mind. So that motivation is a real key. Another fun chapter to write was perseverance. Perseverance, I have a favorite expression, and it is this. Life consists of two halves, passion and perseverance. You need both halves. So if you think about it, everybody needs passion, but you also need perseverance to hang on to your dream. There's also a chapter in the book on humor and fun, because I think sometimes, you know, it's like a light bulb. The light bulb's dark unless someone turns it on. And when you walk into a room, we all enjoy the person that walks in with a smile and it drops a lighter note and wants fun and makes people feel good. A key aspect of the book and the reason I wrote it was for leadership. The best leaders are encouragers. The best leaders know how to walk by the desk of one of their colleagues or employees and pause and smile and say, hi, how are you doing? Hi, I appreciate how diligent you are. I appreciate how well you did. I appreciate how you treat your other people. And so leadership is a key point of the book. And one of the chapters I came up with is on relationships, because the more people I interviewed for the content of the book, mm-hmm. the more I came to realize relationships are an important factor for all of us. And then there's three additional topics. Teamwork. Most of what's accomplished in life is we, not I. Mm-hmm. Teamwork. Mm-hmm. And then there's a chapter on success. And success defined is much more than money or a scoreboard. And then the closing chapter was put together at the suggestion of my ghostwriter who helped me edit the book. And that's on character and integrity and legacy. Mm. So those are the topics. And each chapter has filled with my life experiences that are teaching tools, so to speak, from what I've learned. So I'm simply passing on what I have learned in close to 50 years in leadership. And with that, I put them into those various chapters. I also reached out to coaches and leaders around the country to collect verbiage that they use with their organizations and with their teams. So each chapter has about 70, 75 of these sayings and expressions that they use with their people to motivate and encourage them.
That's fantastic. So it's a great resource then in terms of motivation, and it's done from a Christian base, starting with a Christian base, which I think is extremely important. Okay, we have 1 minute left. What else do you want to say about the book that you haven't said?
Well, I wrote the book from the standpoint of I wanted to influence as many people as possible. So whether you have a listening audience of parents, a spouse, I mean, I cannot encourage my wife enough. Mm. Okay, when the day comes when I decide, oh, she's had enough encouragement, that's the day our marriage starts to go in decline. So parents, spouses, leaders of organizations, teachers, coaches, presidents of organizations, whatever it is, a diverse audience, regardless of position, all need the power of speaking life to other people. We can turn the world around by expressing encouragement and hope for people.
Yes.
Okay. People are looking for encouragement. People are looking for hope.
We're out of time. Ross Jelseth, and again, his website for this book is coachspeakslife.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. God's best to you. Merry Christmas.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.